Lesson number 4. Do you speak Lithuanian? You have been learning diligently, and now you can say hello and can manage to get through introductions. But what do you do when the person next to you begins a story of which you understand, at the very best, every fifth word? You might say, Atleiskite, aš nesuprantu lietuviškai. Excuse me, I do not understand Lithuanian. At which point the conversation might switch to English. Or you can try some of the following phrases.
Labą dieną.
Hello.
Prašau susipažinti.
Please be acquainted.
Tai mano draugė Elena.
This is my friend Elena.
Ar tu esi lietuvė?
Are you Lithuanian?
Ne, aš esu amerikietė.
No, I am an American.
Aš mokausi lietuviškai.
I am learning Lithuanian.
Tu kalbi gana gerai.
You speak quite well.
Ačiū už komplimentą.
Thanks for the compliment.
Aš tik nesenai pradėjau mokytis.
I just recently began studying.
Aš daug ko nesuprantu.
I don't understand quite a lot.
Tačiau yra malonu, kad tu mokaisi lietuviškai.
It is still nice that you are learning Lithuanian.
Ką tu sakai?
What did you say?
Ar gali tai pakartoti?
Can you repeat that?
Malonu, kad tu mokaisi.
It's nice that you're learning.
Prašau, kalbėk lėčiau.
Please talk slower.
Kitaip aš nesuprantu.
Otherwise, I don't understand. The following are explanations concerning previous conversations. Listen to them carefully. When talking about nationality, remember the differences in gender. If you are a woman, say, aš esu amerikietė. If a man, aš esu amerikietis. A Lithuanian would say, aš esu lietuvė, or aš esu lietuvis. Similar gender differences apply to proper names. Bronius Vaitekūnas is a man. Bronė Vaitekūnienė, a woman. If a masculine surname ends in us or ius, the feminine ending uvienė instead of ienė. Sutkus, sutkuvienė. Kalnius, kalniuvienė. Unmarried women have also different endings to their names. Vaitekūnas, vaitekūnaitė. Raudonis, raudonytė. Sutkus, sutkutė. Kalnius, kalniutė. Ar tu moki lietuviškai? Do you know Lithuanian? Ar tu supranti lietuviškai? Do you understand Lithuanian? If you do not understand a language, it is wise to ask the other person to speak slowly, lėtai or pamažu. Prašau kalbėk lėčiau means please speak more slowly. Other directions might be kalbėk greitai or greičiau, speak fast or faster. Kalbėk tyliai or tyliau, speak quietly or more quietly. Kalbėk balsiai or balsiau, speak loudly or louder. As you know, it is possible to study this course on several levels, the easiest being simple memorization of phrases needed. For further advancement, you need to understand the use of verbs. We suggest that you check the grammar sections, pages 52, 53, 62, and the supplement, pages 231 through 233. This is the second conversation.
Sveikas, ponia Kalvaitė.
Hello, Mr. Kalvaitis.
Tai yra Robertas.
This is Robertas.
Jis mokosi lietuviškai.
He is learning Lithuanian.
Kur jūs mokotės?
Where are you studying?
Aš mokausi pas ponę Karaitienę.
I am studying with Mrs. Karaitienė.
Ar jums patinka mokytis lietuviškai?
Do you like learning Lithuanian?
Atsiprašau.
Excuse me.
Prašau, nekalbėkite taip greitai.
Please don't talk so fast.
Aš klausiau, ar jums...
I asked whether you...
Aš suprantu.
I understand.
Taip, man patinka mokytis kalbas.
Yes, I like studying languages.
Bet man atrodo, kad...
But it seems to me that...
Lietuvių kalba yra...
The Lithuanian language is...
Kaip jūs tą sakot?
How do you say that...
Lietuviškai.
In Lithuanian.
Gana sunki.
Quite difficult.
Teisingai. Labai sunki.
That's right. Very difficult. The following is the third conversation.
Ar tu namie kalbi lietuviškai?
Do you speak Lithuanian at home?
Taip, žinoma.
Yes, of course.
Aš esu lietuvis.
I am Lithuanian.
Mes paprastai namie kalbame lietuviškai.
We usually speak Lithuanian at home.
Mano tėvai kalba tik tai lietuviškai.
My parents speak only Lithuanian.
Aš taip pat kalbu lietuviškai su vyro motina.
I also speak Lithuanian with my mother-in-law.
Su savo seserimis aš kartais kalbu angliškai.
With my sisters, I sometimes speak English.
O jis?
And he?
Tai yra mano vyro brolis.
That is my brother-in-law.
Jis prastai kalba lietuviškai.
He speaks Lithuanian poorly.
Bet jis taip pat mokosi.
But he too is learning. As you noticed, atsiprašau has been translated as pardon me. Should you need to ask for actual forgiveness, say atleisk or atleiskite or prašau dovanok, dovanokite. So far, we have been using many adverbs, lėtai, tyliai, balsiai, etc. Adverbs are easier to use than adjectives because they do not have to agree with the noun in gender and case endings. Many Lithuanian adverbs end in the letters I. By removing the endings, you can change them into adjectives. Sunkiai is an adverb meaning hard or difficult. However, lietuvių kalba yra sunki uses an adjective modifying the feminine noun kalba, language. The opposites are lengvai, adverb, and lengvas, lengva, adjective, meaning easy or light. At this point, we think you deserve a break, so we'll give you two very useful phrases. Kas tai yra? What is that? And ką tai reiškia? What does that mean? Whenever you don't understand something, use them. Where do you speak Lithuanian? I speak Lithuanian at home or namie. In Lithuanian, the word for house is namas, noun, and namie, adverb, at home. Where do you live? Aš gyvenu name, locative of the noun. I live in a house. Kur jis eina? Jis eina namo, adverb. He is going home. In Lithuanian, there is no direct translation for the word in-law. We say vyro tėvas or uošvis, husband's father, vyro motina or uošvė, husband's wife, žmonos tėvas, žmonos motina, or uošvis, uošvė, wife's father, wife's mother. However, son-in-law is žentas, and daughter-in-law, marti. Brother-in-law and sister-in-law are svainis and svainė. Notice that the English translations have more words than the Lithuanian. Su vyro motina, with my mother-in-law. In Lithuanian, whatever is made clear by endings can be left out. Some other useful adverbs are kartais, sometimes, dažnai, often, retai, seldom, paprastai, usually, visuomet, always, and niekada, never. To correctly use niekada, you have to prefix ne to the front of the verb it modifies, thus forming a double negative. Aš niekada nekalbu garsiai. I never talk loudly. Listen to the three dialogues once again with your book and then go on to the exercises. And speak. Now we've come to the listening section, which gives you a chance to check how well you understand spoken Lithuanian. As before, your chance to speak will come later in the lesson. Read the instructions in the book before you listen to the tape, and remember to stop the tape whenever you need more time to think or talk. Exercise number one. Listen to the tape and write in the names of the people being spoken about next to their descriptions. A.
Onutė nesupranta angliškai.
B.
Karoliui Berlicui patinka mokytis kalbas.
C.
Prezidentas Bušas niekada nekalbėjo lietuviškai.
D.
Robertas mokosi pas Karaitienę.
E.
Tu ir aš, mes kalbame lietuviškai ir angliškai.
The answers are A. Does not understand English, Onutė. B. Likes to study languages, Charles Berlitz. C. Never speaks Lithuanian, President Bush. D. Is studying with Mrs. Karaitis, Robertas. E. Speak Lithuanian and English, you and I, we. Exercise number two. Write in the correct translation for each sentence, choosing from the box below. A.
Ką tai reiškia?
B.
Mano draugas prastai kalba lietuviškai.
C.
Prašau, kalbėkite lėčiau.
D.
Atsiprašau. Ką tu sakei?
The answers to exercise number two, and please listen to them only after you have done the written part, are A. What does that mean? B. My friend speaks Lithuanian poorly. C. Please talk more slowly. D. Excuse me, what did you say? Exercise number three. Listen to the following section and answer the questions in English. Notice that some review material has been included.
Elena gyvena namuose pas tėvus. Ji turi tris seseris ir du brolius. Jos telefono numeris yra 434-2431. Elena yra amerikietė. Ji turi lietuvį draugą ir mokosi lietuviškai. Ji gerai kalba lietuviškai, bet dar daug ko nesupranta.
A.
Ar Elena gyvena nuomuotame bute?
B.
Koks yra jos telefono numeris?
C.
Ar Elena yra lietuvė?
D.
Ar ji kalba lietuviškai?
The answers to exercise number three are A. No, She lives at home with her parents. B. Her telephone number is 434-2431. C. No, Elena is an American. D. No, she is still learning Lithuanian. This is your chance to speak. If you do not get everything right, do not worry about it. Repeat the exercise before moving on to the next lesson. Exercise number 4. Listen to the tape and answer the questions using the English prompts as a guide. Do so sentence by sentence in the space provided on tape and, if you wish, in the book. A.
Ar jūs kalbate lietuviškai?
Answer. Yes, we speak Lithuanian. Taip, mes kalbame lietuviškai. B.
Kas kalba garsiai?
Answer. I never talk loudly. Aš niekada nekalbu garsiai. C.
Kas nekalba greitai?
Answer. You, in formal usage, do not talk fast. Tu nekalbi greitai. D.
Ar tavo tėvai kalba angliškai?
Answer. My parents speak English and Lithuanian. Mano tėvai kalba angliškai ir lietuviškai. Exercise number 5. Listen to the tape and translate the following statements into Lithuanian. A. Please do not talk so fast. Formal. You would say,
Prašau, nekalbėkite taip greitai.
B. What does that mean? You would say,
Ką tai reiškia?
C. I do not understand Lithuanian. You would say,
Aš nesuprantu lietuviškai.
D. Do you, in formal usage, speak Lithuanian? You would say,
Ar tu kalbi lietuviškai?
Exercise number 6. This time it is your turn to ask the questions. Repeat each sentence in Lithuanian. A. How do you say that in Lithuanian? You would say,
Kaip jūs tą sakote lietuviškai?
B. Can you repeat that? You would say,
Ar jūs galite tai pakartoti?
C. Are you a Lithuanian? Masculine. You would say,
Ar tu esi lietuvis?
D. Do you understand that? You would say,
Ar tu tai supranti?
Lithuanian only. Listen to the following three conversations and see how well you can understand them. When you begin to use your newly acquired Lithuanian, remember that it is perfectly acceptable to ask people to speak more slowly or to repeat themselves. Conversation number 1.
Labą dieną. Prašau susipažinti. Tai mano draugė Elena.
Ar tu esi lietuvė?
Ne, Aš esu amerikietė. Aš mokausi lietuviškai.
Tu gana gerai kalbi.
Ačiū už komplimentą. Aš tik nesenai pradėjau mokytis. Aš daug ko nesuprantu.
Tačiau yra malonu, kad mokaisi lietuviškai.
Ką tu sakei? Ar gali tai pakartoti?
Malonu, kad tu mokaisi.
Prašau, kalbėk lėčiau. Kitaip aš nesuprantu.
Conversation number 2.
Sveikas, ponė Kalvaitė. Tai yra Robertas. Jis mokosi lietuviškai.
Kur jūs mokotės?
Aš mokausi pas ponę Karaitienę.
Ar jums patinka mokytis lietuviškai?
Atsiprašau. Prašau, nekalbėkite taip greitai.
Aš klausiau, ar jums?
Aš suprantu. Taip, man patinka mokytis kalbas, bet man atrodo, kad lietuvių kalba yra, kaip jūs tai sakote lietuviškai?
Gana sunki.
Teisingai, labai sunki.
Conversation number 3.
Ar tu kalbi lietuviškai?
Taip, žinoma. Aš esu lietuvis. Mes paprastai namie kalbame lietuviškai. Mano tėvai kalba tik tai lietuviškai.
Aš taip pat kalbu lietuviškai su vyro motina. Su savo seserimis aš kartais kalbu angliškai. O jis?
Tai yra mano vyro brolis. Jis blogai kalba lietuviškai. Bet jis taip pat mokosi.
This is the end of lesson number 4.